This soundbite of The Unwind is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/rollthehit.
So I'm just going to jump right into this because my typical banter usually involves what crazy purchase I've made during the week. I realize we should just have a standing weekly segment that's just what crazy shit did Rob buy this week? How much money did he spend? I bought an Oculus Rift, which is not even out yet, right? So they are on their second version of their developer kit.
They're on Donkey Kong 2.
I've decided that with my free time, I've decided to take up a little bit of like game programming, gotten into Unreal Engine, things like that. And I thought, hey, virtual reality seems pretty cool. Why don't I just buy the headset for it? And I had extra tax money, and that tends to be what I do with my extra tax money. Spend it on just ridiculous gadgets that I don't need.
Savings. Oculus. Savings. Yes.
So, the Oculus came in last week, and yep. I've had a few days to play around with it. We had the holiday over the weekend, so I didn't get too much time with it. Although I did take it home and show my parents, and they got a trip out of it. So
did they throw up?
No. My dad actually really enjoyed
good genes.
It. Good
genes. The Oculus gene.
So I've tried a few things with it. So let me just run through kind of my experiences so far and just first impressions of using it. I have Unreal Engine, so there are a few demo levels that they set up just to show you what you can do with it. And so there's one that's just like kind of like a high res walk through an apartment. And I will say, so Sean actually has used, Sean's tried a few of these demos as well. So I'll have you try. Yes, just now actually. So there was the first demo, which was kind of just walking through an apartment. There's a couple plants and lights and stuff. It's like not terribly exciting. The other cool Unreal demo that my parents really liked was hang gliding.
Oh.
So you're kind of just in this mountain scene and you're, you know, hang gliding around. And, that was pretty cool, I will say. And that did kind of churn my stomach at some points, but,
it's funny. I was saying this to you that, so the one downside to the hang gliding demo is that it was a little low res.
Yeah.
I'm not even saying it wasn't even necessarily a limitation of the Oculus, although that is something. But I think the demo was just low res, like low poly. And so it didn't feel super immersive. But if I move too quickly, like I could feel my brain. I don't know. It almost felt like my brain was clearly being tricked. And if I tried to do tricks in that, I would dive bomb and things like that. You can really feel it. And it's hard to explain, even though you don't, it doesn't seem, it's not as super immersive as some other things are. But you can tell that.
Yeah, you definitely feel it in your gut. So the other thing I tried doing is there's third party software that allows you to use older games in the Rift. So I tried Borderlands because I tried Mirror's Edge. So I thought that would be a pretty cool idea because you're just like free running, like jumping around in first person. So I will say the software, it allows it to work. So like I actually had it set up. The only problem is the head tracking isn't independent of your movement. So it actually just tricks your mouse input to thinking that it's the Oculus. So when I look around, it's actually just pointing wherever I'm looking. So it's not the real thing. So that was kind of jarring. It didn't really work out too well. So I didn't have a good experience with that. That also, Sean kind of pointed out, things are still a little low res in general. And that's probably just because you have the screens literally right up against your face.
The hope is that that's going to change since Facebook has a little bit more money than the Oculus team originally did. Yes. So hopefully they can get some better screens.
There still is a screen door effect, so you do kind of see the black lines between pixels, which is fine when you have moments where you're totally immersed. And I the hang gliding was kind of cool, but it wasn't there yet. But then last night I had a moment where I was just like, oh man, this is what virtual reality is for. Like, and it just got me so excited. So I was playing Elite Dangerous, which is one of the new space sims that we talked about, I think, a couple episodes ago. And so I have my crazy buy the other week was the joystick to go with it, right? So I have my whole setup, you know, I strap in. I get into the game, right? So, I'm in this, like, cheesy little intro ship that you get. Like, it's not very impressive in any way. So you have to basically just do, run missions. So I'm delivering cargo from one place to the other to get better ship, right? So I'm on one edge of the Milky Way. I'm going through the space jump to get to the other end, and you know, I'm just like kind of looking around, and you look down and you see your body in there, which is kind of surreal. And you see, you have hand like arms, and when you manipulate the joysticks, it mirrors it in the game, which is actually really cool. And then, you know, you can actually look around your ship. You can see all of your dash and everything like that, all the lights in it. When you look at a menu on the left or right, it actually pulls it up so you can start going through it, which is really cool. So anyway, so I'm just delivering cargo from one side to the other, right? I'm in the middle of this jump, then all of a sudden I get like these flashing lights go off, and there's this thing where enemy ships can, enemy ships can pull you out of a jump and attack you.
Oh, wow.
So that happened to me. So like all these lights are going off, like, I don't know what the hell's happening. So I get pulled out, and then it's like, you're under attack, and this guy's behind me, like shooting at him. And then, so I'm, you know, I have this terrible ship, so it takes me forever just like to turn around and face him. So I finally start attacking back, and he's like trying to glance, but I can follow him like just by tracking him. So I'm like kind of looking up behind me. I can still see the ship, and I'm like turning around. So
people in the room thought he looked like a complete idiot because he's just like flying around like a.
But anyway, so I ended up destroying him, which is crazy because I had never done that just playing the game in general, never mind in the Rift. And I was like, this is a rush, man. Like, I was completely exhilarated. Like, my blood was pumping and everything. I was like, I think I yelled at one point. I was like, hey, like, take that. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like yelling at him while I was attacking and stuff.
Nice.
So, like, that all to say, like, that was the moment where I was like, oh, man, this is what I could see the Rift for. Like, this is what I was waiting for. It was this type of experience, right? Because we had tried demos the last couple of years at different trade shows and conferences and stuff. And, you know, it just wasn't there. And then this was the moment where I was like, this is what I need this for. Like, this is absolutely amazing.
Virtual Boy didn't do it for you. Yeah, you know, I in a weird way, I kind of agree. So one thing that helps, I should keep in mind that, Rob has the Oculus and he has the whole joystick setup. So it, you know, versus having a keyboard and mouse setup, it really mimics everything. Because when you look in the game, like you said, you can see the joystick, you can see the other controller, or the thruster or whatever it is. And I don't know. I mean, I like to think I wouldn't do this if I didn't have the Oculus, because when I tried it out today, I wasn't able to kill one of the drones, and I was getting mad. I don't know why. I felt more into it than just like, oh, God, I can't shoot him. I don't know what it was, though, but I definitely, even though I didn't have this whole set piece like Rob did where, you know, you get interdicted and you gotta fight against this random guy, I still felt like more into it. I was audibly irritated at this stupid Farrago, I'm gonna get you. But yeah, it was weirdly immersive. Like, I don't.
Yeah, it was like I said, I was like yelling during it. Like, going right past him, like chasing him down, like blowing him up. So, but anyway, so my point is, it's not there yet. Like, I think there's still a lot of improvements I have to be made before there's a consumer version, and obviously there isn't one yet. You know, I still think it has to be that high def. Like, I think that'd be too much of an issue for most people. And the screen door effect, I think, definitely needs to either get toned down or eliminated before it's released. But last week, we had the question of the week about VR experiences that we were looking forward to. And Sean was talking about how he's most looking forward to games that were developed for the Rift rather than just making games like Skyrim or Borderlands or typical, you know, whatever first-person games we've been playing just able to be used on the Rift. And I think that is exactly where I was going with this, and that games that I tried just did not work out for one reason or another. It just wasn't that immersive. Mm-hmm. But once I played Elite Dangerous, which, you know, isn't, you don't need a Rift to play it, but it's made so that all the menus and things can be easily viewed on the Rift, and, like, you know, it's just meant to put you right in that position. I think it makes all of the difference.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of elements about Elite that make it work as Oculus. Same thing will be Star Citizen and things like that. So one of the big problems with first-person shooters or any, even, you know, any kind of thing that involves humans walking is that you're not walking at a real speed. You're always walking fast. But if you're in a ship, you're not expected to go slowly anyway. And you're in space, so your conception of speed is completely different. It's not like you're going past buildings and things like that. So the problem with traditional games and just adding Oculus support, I think, is a lot of times, you know, For example, you'll be running too fast, but if you walk slowly, then the game just won't be fun on the other end. I mean, it's like this whole gameplay versus realism kind of thing. Sure, you want to make a game more realistic, but there are a lot of things that would just not make it fun at all. So I think, I see, you know, once they start doing first party and particularly for Oculus games, those are going to be the biggest ones. But like you said, even with Elite, even though they made the menus as part of the ship, it's kind of like if you play Dead Space and things like that, where it's not an actual UI menu per se, it's built into the ship.
Right.
And they wanted that to just make it more immersive, but it totally just, it works in the Oculus because there's no, you're not getting out.
Yeah, I wonder how it would feel like, because like you said, you have this thruster and joystick setup. So, like, what if you just use your mouse and keyboard? Would it feel as real? Because when you said you could track your thruster movement in the game and your hand on the joystick, it reminded me of the Vive, right? So the Steam Vive, which they have these controllers that fit in both hands, almost like the Wiimote.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you're supposed to play games with the Vive. But in this case, but in most cases with the Oculus Rift, you're going to be using mouse and keyboard. Or, you know, a gamepad, but in this one unique case, because you have the setup, like your hands track what's actually going on in the game, I suspect that probably added to the immersion.
Definitely. I mean, when you put the keyboard in, they actually switch the palette, so it's actually, you see a keyboard and mouse. When you plug in the Xbox controller specifically, that, especially, you know, we use the old PS2 mouse, so
actually,
they really
I have a Sega Genesis controller that I use.
A, B, and C. Yeah, no, that definitely helps, and I wonder how they're going to deal with that in the future, because I think, actually, I mean, this points to even a bigger issue is the whole input device.
Right.
What are they going to decide? There's not going to be a universal input device. Clearly, it's going to be different for different things, but that's a big design issue in that, you know, in the spaceship, you really need flight sticks. If you're there's pretty much nothing that needs a controller.
If you do it right, I mean, there's potential for a universal input device, and that would be haptic gloves. So.
Yes. Oh, so I guess.
Your report. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, then your hands are doing whatever. So you're gripping an axe, you're using a,
what if you're a monster?
Flight stick. Then you just have big claws.
Goro.
So, so, you know, all
we could try the power glove, see what happens. I don't know. And we'll get the power glove and use the bazooka and see if it turns in.
So those are kind of the first impressions that I've had. I mean, like I said, I think it's not there yet, but it's pretty close. And I think, you know, to Sean's point last week and earlier, it's just going to come down to what can we create? What experiences can we create that are meant to be viewed on this type of device?
And, right? And one thing just to quickly say, I mean, I've probably said this before, but this definitely does feel like the future. 3D, you know, you're kind of, I don't know, I would say even 4K, I'm not totally, I feel like it'll be the next step, but it does, I wasn't as amazed by 4K as others were. I've only like seen it in Best Buy, but this feels like a completely different experience that if they take a hold of it, even like Kinect felt like it had a future, but it didn't. This feels like something that people are interested in. You could see why it's cool. People are already doing stuff, so I think this is going to be a big step.
Cool.
The Unwind, a weekly show discussing tech, games, gadgets, and geek culture, is part of the Commentist Block Network. If you enjoyed this clip and want to hear more, please subscribe to The Unwind on iTunes or Stitcher, or listen on the website by going to theunwind.audio.